Let me ask you some questions about sex and children. At what age is it appropriate to allow children to become aware of sexuality as a life experience?
Children are aware of themselves as sexual beings, which is to say as human beings, from the outset of their lives. What many parents on your planet now do is try to discourage them from noticing that. If a baby's hand goes to the wrong place, you move it away. If a tiny child begins to find moments of self-pleasure in its innocent delight with its own body, you react in horror and pass that sense of horror on to your child. The child wonders, "What did I do? What did I do? Mommy's mad. What did I do?" With your race of beings, it has not been a question of when you introduce your offspring to sex. It has been a question of when you stop demanding that they deny their own identity as sexual beings. Somewhere between the ages of 12 and 17, most of you give up the fight already and say essentially, although naturally not with words, you don't speak of these things, "Okay, now you can notice that you have sexual parts and sexual things to do with them." Yet by this time, the damage has been done. Your children have been shown for 10 years or more that they are to be ashamed of those body parts. Some are not even told the proper name for them. They hear everything from wee-wee to your bottom to words some of you must strain mightily to invent, all to avoid simply saying penis or vagina. Having thus gotten very clear that all things having to do with those parts of the body are to be hidden, not spoken of, denied, your offspring then explode into puberty, not knowing at all what to make of what's going on with them. They've had no preparation at all. Of course, then they act miserable, responding to their newest and most urgent urges awkwardly, if not inappropriately. This is not necessary, nor do I observe it as serving your offspring, far too many of whom enter their adult lives with sexual taboos, inhibitions, and hang-ups to beat the band. Now, in enlightened societies, offspring are never discouraged, reprimanded, or corrected when they begin to find early delight in the nature of their very being. Nor is the sexuality of their parents, that is, the identity of their parents as sexual beings, particularly avoided or necessarily hidden. Naked bodies, whether of the parents or the children or their siblings, are seen and treated as being totally natural, totally wonderful, and totally okay, not as things of which to be ashamed. Sexual functions are also seen and treated as totally natural, totally wonderful, and totally okay. In some societies, parents couple in full view of their offspring. And what could give children a greater sense of the beauty and the wonder and the pure joy and the total okayness of the sexual expression of love than this? For parents are constantly modeling the rightness and wrongness of all behaviors. And children pick up subtle and not so subtle signals from their parents about everything through what they see their parents thinking, saying, and doing. As noted earlier, you may call such societies pagan or primitive, yet it is observable that in such societies, rape and crimes of passion are virtually non-existent. Prostitution is laughed at as being absurd, and sexual inhibitions and dysfunctions are unheard of. While such openness is not recommended just now for your own society, in all but the most extraordinary of settings, it would no doubt be far too culturally stigmatizing, it is time that the so-called modern civilizations on your planet do something to end the repression, guilt, and shame which too often surrounds and characterizes the totality of your society's sexual expression and experience.
Suggestions? Ideas?
Stop teaching children from the very beginning of their lives that things having to do with the very natural functioning of their bodies are shameful and wrong. Discontinue demonstrating to your offspring that anything sexual is to be hidden. Allow your children to see and observe the romantic side of you. Let them see you hugging, touching, gently fondling. Let them see that their parents love each other and that showing their love physically is something that is very natural and very wonderful. It would surprise you to know in how many families such a simple lesson has never been taught. When your children begin to embrace their own sexual feelings, curiosities, and urges, cause them to connect this new and expanding experience of themselves with an inner sense of joy and celebration, not guilt and shame. And for heaven's sake, stop hiding your bodies from your children. It's okay if they see you swimming in the nude in a country water hole on a camping trip or in the backyard pool. Don't go into apoplexy should they catch a glimpse of you moving from the bedroom to the bathroom without a robe. End this frantic need to cover up, close off, shut down any opportunity, however innocent, for your child to be introduced to you as a being with your own sexual identity. Children think their parents are asexual because their parents have portrayed themselves that way. They then imagine that they must be this way because all children emulate their parents. Therapists will tell you that some grown-up offspring have, to this very day, the most difficult time imagining their parents actually doing it, which, of course, fills these offspring, now patients in the therapist's office, with rage or guilt or shame, because they naturally desire to do it, and they can't figure out what's wrong with them. So talk about sex with your children. Laugh about sex with your children. Teach them and allow them and remind them and show them how to celebrate their sexuality. That is what you can do for your children. And you do this from the day they are born, with the first kiss, the first hug, the first touch they receive from you, and that they see you receiving from each other.
Thank you. Thank you. I was so hoping that you'd bring some sanity to this subject. But one final question. When is it appropriate to specifically introduce or discuss or describe sexuality with your children?
They will tell you when the time has come. Each child will make it clear unmistakably if you are really watching and listening. It comes in increments, actually. It arrives incrementally, and you will know the age-appropriate way of dealing with the incremental arrival of your child's sexuality if you are clear. If you are finished with your own unfinished business about all of this.
How do we get to that place?
Do what it takes. Enroll in a seminar, see a therapist, join a group, read a book, meditate on it. Discover each other. Most of all, discover each other as male and female again. Discover, revisit, regain, reclaim your own sexuality. Celebrate that. Enjoy that. Own that. Own your own joyful sexuality. And then you can allow and encourage your children to own theirs.